Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for February 16th to February 23rd and beyond.
Mercury is still in its retrograde phase this week, but there's a new development. On Tuesday, February 18th, Mercury will back into Capricorn.
By leaving Aquarius, Mercury is breaking the connection with Neptune, which is generally a good thing. Neptune represents the imaginary, the unreasonable, and even outright deception, and has been making this Mercury retrograde period more irrational than usual.
After the 18th, Mercury will be in the sign of practical realism, Capricorn, and not under any other planet's influence, helping to make the last part of the Mercury retrograde period less stressful. Mercury ends its retrograde period on February 28th.
Meanwhile, Mars slowly advances into Libra. It is getting closer and closer to Rahu. On Wednesday, February 19th, the Moon will enter Libra, joining with and activating the Mars-Rahu conjunction.
The Mars-Rahu combination is a bit weird. And with the added energy of the Moon, we could see some events manifesting on Wednesday.
Mars is the energy of action. Mars wants results. Mars is naturally impatient. Mars is also the planet of war, of destruction. Rahu is a demon, the significator of great desire, of obsession, and even mania.
It's not a healthy combination. There will be actions and events which are destructive or even ruthless, where logic and reason will take a back seat to getting a result, no matter what the cost.
Oh, man. Well, folks, since there aren't any other notable changes happening this week in the Zodiac, we've decided to give you a sneak preview of March.
Yeah, well, there are several things happening at the beginning of next month that right off will have an impact. Too bad and too good. Which would you like to hear about first?
Let's have the good news first!
All right. Okay, the good news is that both Mercury and Jupiter will end their retrograde periods and return to normal motion. Mercury has been retrograde since February 6th. Jupiter began its retrograde phase in early November. Mercury stops being retrograde on February 28th, and Jupiter on March 6th.
Since both of these planets are natural benefics, this means that we can expect some general improvement in the planetary energy pattern. Mercury goes back to being rational and reasonable. Jupiter will deliver its faith and optimism more readily.
All true, David. All right, ready now for the bad news?
Oh, well, I guess we have to be even-handed. We have to do this.
Yeah, all right. So the bad news for March is that two planets will be going into their retrograde phases, Mars and Saturn, and within a day of each other. Mars goes retrograde on March 1st, Saturn on March 2nd. Both Mars and Saturn are what Vedic astrology terms natural malefics, i.e. planets capable of doing harm. The bad news is that natural malefics, when retrograde, have an increased ability to do harm.
Yeah, that qualifies as bad news. Mm. And both Mars and Saturn are together in Libra, so the negative energy is concentrated in one area of the zodiac. What sort of events can we expect, Ron?
Well, actually, in the case of Saturn, its retrograde period is usually not such a big deal, so long as it doesn't directly connect with another planet. And at the end of Libra, Saturn is far enough away from Mars that its effects won't be overly intense.
Saturn creeps along in the zodiac anyway. It is the natural significator of control, delay, and restriction.
Yeah, so when it goes retrograde, it just means more of the same. When retrograde, Saturn's stubborn energy just becomes more stubborn. The planet of established order digs in its heels and tries to preserve the status quo. Mars, on the other hand, when retrograde, is a very different kettle of fish.
No doubt about that. Mars is the planet of action. Mars is what moves things forward. Being retrograde is an absolute contradiction of this planet's fundamental energy.
Exactly right, David. Mars retrograde has been described as a pressure cooker. And when Mars is going backwards, the energy and tension builds up, ready to blow when anything else affects it.
It's a ticking time bomb, and Mars will be within a few degrees of Rahu when it goes retrograde. Rahu, the planet of desire and obsession.
Yep, the ticking time bomb meets the demon of obsession.
I'm getting a bad feeling about this, Ron. How long does this last?
The Mars retrograde period goes from March 1st until May 20th, but Mars will be conjunct Rahu only until March 24th. That's when Mars backs into Virgo and thus breaks its connection with Rahu.
In the meantime, we can look forward to more storms, accidents, obsessive actions, people on the edge, and losing it. Weird, violent events. Damn, this sounds like a nasty month coming up, Ron.
Yes, David, it looks like it's going to be a bit rough, and we'll be tracking it and reporting back to everyone on the blow-by-blow details as they develop each week.
If folks out there would like to review how Mars and Rahu may affect your personal charts, please check out our January 12th edition entitled Preview of February.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com, and now on to segment 3 of this week's show.